It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a national conversation about law enforcement was sparked when a police officer shot and killed an unarmed black teen in August in Ferguson, Missouri. We'll talk to a policing expert about President Obama's new plans to help create more trust between law enforcement and minority communities.
First, yesterday was World AIDS Day, and organizations around the globe marked December as a month dedicated to raising awareness about HIV and AIDS. This month, two Wisconsinites, Jason Genders and Charles Smart of the AIDS Resource Center in Wisconsin, have been named to the PAS 100, a list of 100 people worldwide who are working to end the spread of HIV.
This year, the list focuses on youth power and highlights people under the age of 30. According to PAS magazine, quoting here, for more than three decades, HIV/AIDS has been fought mostly by folks who are already adults when the epidemic began. In that time, a new generation has entered adulthood, having only heard stories of the early days and never knowing a world without HIV. This new generation of advocates is fighting HIV/AIDS for a variety of reasons, but regardless of their motivation, these young people could be the ones to finally put an end to AIDS.
Here in Wisconsin, HIV is a particular challenge in Milwaukee County. In the state, the rate of infection is 3 in 100,000, which is comparable to the national average. But in Milwaukee County, it's 22 in 100,000. Both Charles Smart and Jason Genders are based in Milwaukee. Charles is a supervisor of the Many Men, Many Voices program at the AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin. Charles, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for having me, and thank you to your listeners as well.
And Jason Genders is a pharmacist with the center. Jason, thank you for joining us.
Thank you guys very much for having me on air today.
Well, Charles, let's start with you. Can you describe the work that you do right now with the AIDS Resource Center?
Absolutely. So I supervise a combination of interventions and public health strategies designed to reach MSM, or men who have sex with men, and engage them into prevention services.
Now, this is the group that has numbers going up in terms of infection. It's a group of young men. What are you trying to do within this community?
Well, what we're really trying to do, specifically with our Many Men, Many Voices intervention, is engage groups of men in conversations around safer sex behaviors and help them come up with plans designed to reduce their likelihood of acquiring HIV infections.
And Jason, you work on the care side of fighting HIV once people already have it. What is your line of work? What are you doing right now?
So, Veronica, what I do is I'm actually a pharmacist supervisor at the AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin Pharmacy. So we take care of patients on a day-to-day basis that both use our medical clinic at our ARCW locations as well as outside clinics. And our goal is really to make sure our patients have the best possible access to medications. So we help our patients overcome barriers such as income. We help them with their co-payments if they need it. We help them physically access the medications if they're located in an area where they don't have a lot of pharmacies near them. We use UPS and we use courier drivers to get our medications to our patients, especially during these terrible winter months where the roads aren't so good. We also work very closely with our patients to empower them to get the most out of their medications. So educating them about HIV and how it affects the body and how the medications can help our patients live happier, healthier lives.
Now, both of you, I guess you could be called second wave workers in HIV prevention and care work. So having come in, not growing up with the first wave of it, how did you both get involved and become passionate about it? And Charles, let's start with you.
Well, it was back in 2007 when, you know, before the CDC came in and investigated the increase in HIV infections among young black MSM in Milwaukee, and really identified that we had prevalent infections and we had determined that there was a true increase in HIV infections that disproportionately impacted black, gay, and bisexual men. Before they came in and really did their investigation in 2007, I really was seeing the impact. I had friends who were going to get tested and they came back HIV positive. And so it truly moved me to do something about this, and that's when I began to get involved.
And Jason, how about you?
So, Veronica, I was fortunate enough when I was in my last year of pharmacy school to have a rotation, an 8-week rotation at a small specialty pharmacy where I met some really great pharmacists, Nichols and Rick Fons and Nicole Lentz, and I got to see the relationship that they had with their HIV-positive patients and saw some of the barriers that they overcame with their patients to really make a strong difference in their lives and to really form, you know, great positive relationships where they truly made just a tremendous amount of headway with improving their patients' health care. And I just fell in love with, you know, the kind of dedication and the challenges that they worked to overcome with their patients. And once they opened up a pharmacy over at the AIDS Resource Center and they called me up, I had to join. And I've been really happy I have ever since.
Now, the both of you work in Milwaukee County, which has a higher rate of infection than the rest of Wisconsin. What challenges, Charles, come with working in Milwaukee County?
Well, there are significant challenges around some of the barriers of health in general among communities of color, housing, employment, and food, that, you know, makes it an interesting a job and mission to go out and really engage folks.
And Jason, you said that you've never looked back, more or less. This is something that you love now. What is it about working with HIV and AIDS patients that speaks to you, that really fulfills your need to help?
Yeah, that's a good question, Veronica. And I think the thing that really draws me to it is you walk in and you'll meet your patients at a point in their life where they're more than likely very vulnerable. I mean, they may have just found out about their diagnosis. They may be scared. They may be unsure of, you know, the stigma that's out there. They, you know, maybe working with family issues. There's a lot of deep struggles that an HIV-positive individual has to overcome. And to be there for those patients during those times and to see them through those difficult times and to connect them to resources that are available here at ARCW, whether it be case management, medical, legal, food pantry, behavioral health. There's so many different services we are able to provide for our patients here at ARCW. So I love the challenge and the opportunity to really make a good impact in their lives and to work with, you know, a large group of, you know, professionals from different backgrounds to help our patients really overcome any barriers and see them succeed. You know, it's great to see a patient that you first started working with 3 years ago and they were scared and they were, you know, not sure if they could get through it, to really see them succeed and become undetectable with their HIV viral load and to just really be thriving. It's a great reward.
Now, you've both been named to the PAS 100. This is a list of 100 people from all over the world who are fighting HIV and AIDS. And Charles, what does that distinction mean to you?
Well, it's an honor, and honestly, it's truly a recognition of all of the efforts throughout this state and the leadership aimed at moving us closer to a generation free of new HIV incidents and AIDS.
And Jason?
You know, I really want to echo what Charles is saying, Veronica. I mean, it really is, you know, it's the next step, and we've got medications out there that can really treat HIV very well. It is really becoming more of a chronic disease state, and, you know, we just, as the newer generation, need to stay focused on getting tested to know your status, and if you are positive, you know someone else that's positive, and they are scared or confused about where to go, please keep us in mind, get them connected into care, because if we can get them on treatment and they can do well with it, not only do they live a happier, healthier life, they also have a much lower risk of spreading HIV to their loved ones or others in the community, which is just a great benefit. So it was an honor. It's a reminder of where we are and where we have to go. And it made my mom smile during Thanksgiving dinner, so that was nice too.
Well, looking forward, what work do you feel like still needs to be done in Milwaukee? What would you like to see accomplished in the next few years or so? Charles, let's go to you.
Well, on the heels of World AIDS Day, which the theme was to focus, partner, achieve an AIDS-free generation, we really need to begin to coordinate our response to the HIV epidemic locally in line with the priorities and goals set out in the National HIV/AIDS Strategy and develop smart strategic partnerships designed to address those barriers to health in communities of color that I was talking about. And we will achieve this, I'm sure, if our processes are informed by the communities we're aiming to reach.
And Jason, we'll give you the last word.
Yeah, Veronica, I think that in Milwaukee County and a lot of our patients, they have a lot of different issues going on. We have to worry about getting them stable housing. We have to worry about really increasing our testing efforts and getting people to get tested. And if they, you know, determine that they are positive, that they get connected to care. It's really still about education in the community, I think. And just like Charles said, I mean, we really want to make coordinated strategic efforts to educate the population, to make sure everyone's aware of HIV and the importance of getting tested. You know, it really, we've come a long way, but we still have a long way to go.
Jason and Charles, thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Charles Smart and Jason Genders of the AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin. They were named to the PAWS 100 this month, a list of 100 people around the world who are under 30 and are working to end HIV and AIDS.